This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Okay, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. If I can perhaps maybe give an introduction to relationships. Okay, and you can tell me if I'm perhaps speaking too much or perhaps not answering the question the way you want me to. But just as a point of departure, there are four outcomes in terms of the various relationships of parenting, parent to child, right? Two are almost expected outcomes, and two are what we may call the unexpected outcomes, right? The first two is, number one, if you have good parents, pious parents with good akhlaq, raising the children in a good way taught to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Islam, then it is expected, and what usually happens is that the child comes out alhamdulillah being a good child, practicing Muslim, good character. And of course the opposite of that is if you have parents who are neglectful, not following Allah's command, not displaying good character, then it is expected that the child will pick up those habits and also then become an adult who has the same habits and characteristics. But then you have the opposite of that. And why I'm saying this is because sometimes we become judgmental, that when we see someone behaving in a bad manner, then we may be guilty of judging the parents, whereas that is not always their fault. And Allah gives us, and this is why Allah actually gives us these situations and examples from amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, where Allah gives us the example of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and his son turns out to be a kafir. Are you going to accuse Nabi Nuh alayhi salam of not being a good parent? And then on the other side, you have Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who turns out to be Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, and his father is an idol maker, subhanallah. So just to lay down that as a foundation, you know, because sometimes we, and I possibly, not possibly, surely I was guilty of that in the past as well, where I would see a mother in hijab, and next to her daughter in skinnies, and I would judge the mother, saying, how is this possible? But we don't know, there's always a background, there's always a context. We don't know how the mother is struggling. And at the very least, the mother is still holding on to her daughter, struggling to give her the proper Islam. You understand, we don't know what the background is, so we should never judge, subhanAllah. I just need to lay down that as a foundation. So coming back to the question of the relationship between Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Fatima radhiyallahu anha, I think what is the most remarkable thing obviously is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Fatima growing up in such a household, witnessing from grassroots age right up to her adulthood, witnessing this perfect immaculate character, subhanallah, how he number first and foremost his devotion to Allah. So when a young child witnesses of the most important figure in her life, or figures, mother and father especially in this case, having such devotion to Allah, what does that do? It develops a tremendous amount of admiration and respect for that individual. And then she witnesses his interaction with all and sundry, his interaction with her mother, with everyone else, with herself, subhanallah. So what comes out clearly here is that character of the father is of utmost importance when it comes to raising all children, and of course in this case the daughter, subhanallah. And that is why we find so much emphasis on character, right? Prophet himself said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So can you imagine what type of qualities she imbibed just by watching her father, subhanallah, And this in itself, it formed her. It contributed to her development as a pious young lady, subhanAllah. And what stands out for me, one incident that just stands out for me, was when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was nearing his death. And he calls Sayyidina Fatima to his bedside and he whispers something in her ear, which brought her to tears. And then moments after that, he whispered something else in her ear, and her whole demeanor changed, and she smiled, and she was cheerful and bright, subhanAllah. And witnessing this was Sayyidina Aisha, radiallahu anha. And then she asked Fatima after that, "What did your father whisper in your ear the first time that caused you to cry, and the second time that caused you to be so cheerful and laugh again?" And so the first thing she said was, her father told her that he will soon be leaving this dunya. I'm just obviously paraphrasing or rephrasing. And this obviously caused her to cry, losing to be depart or be taken away from someone she loved so dearly. And then the next thing he whispered in her ear was that, "You will be the first to join me." Now, just think about this for a moment. We love our parents, right? And it's a sad experience to see your mother or father pass away. But you know you want to join them, but not so soon. Am I right? But here, look at the joy of Sayyidina Fatima, that she is being told, basically, that she's going to die soon. Right? By Nabi Salaam telling her that you will be the first to join me, he's actually telling her that your death is not far away. Subhanallah. What does this do? It makes us so happy. Subhanallah. So this, number one, it's telling of the piety of Sayyidina Fatima, that death is not, the more we grow in our taqwa and piety, then death should not become something that is feared, but rather something that is looked forward to. And this we notice, subhanAllah. This I can say I've experienced a few times where you sit by the bedside of a dying person, and this dying person, because of the level of piety, they are so looking forward to it, subhanAllah. And then obviously it speaks and of the love of Sayyidina Aisha for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how happy she is that she's going to be reunited with her father in Akhirah again, subhanAllah.